So my big impossible right now.
So my impossible is...
My impossible.
The impossible.
I think the impossible...
An impossible dream that I think we could pull off one day would be...
I am Tansley Stearns, and this is Despite Impossible. I am a longtime credit union executive leading Community Financial as president and CEO. I have always admired and been inspired by people whose passion is boundless and who don't comprehend the word impossible. This show focuses on their stories. People who know you best will describe you as?
People who know me best would probably describe me as competitive. Yeah.
How does that show up?
I think just my whole life, I grew up playing sports. I played in college, and I really just kind of have taken that with me as my persona into the workplace. I think it's like the single most beneficial thing I could have done, like becoming an entrepreneur, is have that experience of working with a team and being resilient and like coming back after failure. So I would say that's kind of the persona I think the outside would describe me as. And I know my team now at Tandem would say the same.
That's great. What about today's version of yourself would impress your 10-year-old self?
Oh my gosh. I was going to say, like, even where I am today would impress my 2 years ago self. Like, couldn't believe we got here. I think first and foremost, the people that I've been able to surround myself with. I think I've been so fortunate. I mean, obviously on the family and the friend side, but also on the professional side, I've just worked with some incredible, inspirational people, and I feel, you know, very privileged to be able to grow in that way, surrounded by people that are such hard-charging, smart individuals. I think that that would be something that would really impress myself. Like, wow, you get to work with those people and do those things I never would have imagined.
That's so great. What's your most unpopular music opinion?
Oh, I love classical and like opera. I grew up singing, and like when we decorate the Christmas tree right now, I'll listen to the Nutcracker Suite and everyone's like, what? But I love it.
That's so great.
Yeah.
When was the last time you danced so hard that your feet were sore?
Oh my gosh, probably at my friend's wedding about a month ago. Had so much fun, but I did recently have an ACL surgery, so I feel like they're always sore now, and it's just the knee or the feet, whatever.
What gets an undeserved bad reputation?
I think having a work life and having a personal life. I view it as it's all just life, and if you really love what you're doing, although, yes, it is work, and it's there's always days that are challenging, it's all, like, combined in some sort of way. I think it's, hard to think of it as, like, this life is separate than this life. And if you think of it more as just life, I think it's easier and more palatable to be successful in what you're doing and to stay more sane throughout it all. So that's my favorite one.
Love that. What's your favorite thing that someone you admire does?
I'm sure so many people give her as an example, but I love Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx. And one thing I love that she does is she takes adversity and she takes topics or like running a business and she makes it very fun. It looks like she's always having fun with it, no matter like what the circumstance. And I think making light of situations like running a business is so difficult to do and almost no one does it. So I so admire the fun that she's always able to bring into what she talks about, her speeches, just their journey as a whole. And I think that creates such a great foundation for your company culture and how people feel, like feeling comfortable in failing and having fun while, you know, building something that's really great.
Tell us about your impossible.
Honestly, I handle a lot of the public-facing marketing user acquisition aspect of my business. And when I started it, I actually come from a finance background. So I was a investor and really in the numbers and strategy of that sort. So when I started the business and had to figure out how to grow it and get users on it, it seemed insurmountable because I had no experience in making content, making ads, like psychology behind marketing, and like that creative side of my brain had really never been tapped professionally. It seemed absolutely impossible to me at first. And now 2 years in, you know, we've grown a social audience of almost 300,000 people, and we've, you know, had so many people use our app and talk about it, and we've seen them in the wild. It's just, it's so crazy to think about that that has, you know, there's so far to go, but just to see where it's come since when I first started, yeah, that was definitely my impossible.
What are some of the challenges you faced that looked insurmountable at the time?
Every day, there's always new ones, and they're always around the corner. I honestly, everything seems insurmountable at first when you're trying to do something really great and really big. Mm-hmm. The marketing, again, is a great one. I mean, even just getting, we have a mobile app, and getting that launched, as me and my co-founder are non-technical, we couldn't actually build it. It seemed really insurmountable to be able to get that into a good place in the time that we needed to and get the traction that we needed to. So that has been a really great journey to kind of work through. Even just getting a great team around you and getting people to rally around a vision and something that's so small and so in the future was another thing that we were like, how are we going to get people to do this? And now we have six just incredible team members that are all here for the same thing and have joined us on this walk. So or run, or sprint, or crawl, all of it.
Was there ever a point during your journey that you felt like giving up?
Like, all the time, but only for a second. I knew that no matter what happened, if it failed, or if it fails in the future, like, it's going to fail with us giving everything we have into it. Mm. So I knew that like just up and walking away was never going to be an option. I was going to give it its full go. But many, many times I looked at this and said, I can't do it, or it's not going to work. But I won't stop trying.
What's the one thing you've learned about yourself as you've gone through this journey?
I really think that having that just resilience and ability to stay steady. I think when I first started this journey, it was a lot of ups and downs, and the highs were very high and the lows were very low. And I've learned that in my growing ability to stay neutral through it all, like, you know, celebrate wins and be conscious of losses and fix your mistakes. But, you know, there's always a new issue, a new win, a new something around the corner. And if you get too caught up in the highs or the lows, you're not going to be prepared for what's next. So I think the biggest thing I've learned about myself is, you know, I have that ability to stay neutral, and I really need to continue honing in and utilizing that.
How do you harness that neutrality? It's hard, I think, to not
be
erratic.
It's so hard. Yeah. I know. I totally agree. I think just honestly the experience of seeing like everything's going wrong, we're not going to make it through. And sometimes when your back is up against the wall, it's when like the most magical things happen. Like you just pull out this creativity and this like Hail Mary type stuff. And there's so much of that with a startup where you don't have much money and you're still trying to prove out everything you're doing. And so having gone through honestly so many of those moments has helped me to realize, you know, this is really bad right now, but we can get through it. Or like, this is really good right now. Like something's probably going to come and like take us off track here soon. So like, don't take your eye off the ball. Honestly, experience.
What's your advice for folks to face their fear of inaction and use that fire in their bellies to bring their impossible dreams to life?
I think you need to throw out the fear of failure. Like that will keep you from doing so much. And when you actually boil it down and think like, what is the worst that can happen? What is the worst that can happen? I try something and it doesn't work. You know, whether that's a business or, you know, moving forward in your own company or just your own fitness goals or anything, like the worst that can happen is really not ever that bad. And taking the smallest step you can to just get started is that's the hardest part, is just getting started. Like, call up people and ask them, you know, what they think about your idea, or, you know, just take any step you can to move forward in that direction, and don't be scared of failing, or else you'll never get there.
What do you look forward to the most in the next 12 months?
There's so much I'm looking forward to. We're launching a new product, which is exciting, under our Tandem app umbrella. But I think mostly I just feel very privileged that we get another year to pursue a wild dream. And we have this incredible team that's joined us, like all gunning for the same thing. I just view that as an incredible privilege that not many people get to do. So I'm most looking forward to that in the next 12 months.
What's your next impossible, my friend?
Oh my gosh. This is a hard one, because I feel like there'll be a bunch. You know, I think just getting to the next phase, and for the rest of my life, honestly, I think this experience has taught me that I love being an entrepreneur. I want to be it for the rest of my life, no matter what that looks like. Mm-hmm. So whatever the specific impossible is, it'll be something along the entrepreneurial lines.
Who's someone else that should tell their story to our listeners?
I would say my good friend Lillian. She founded a business and bootstrapped it out of COVID, and has just done some really incredible, you know, things and learned a lot of lessons along the way. So I would plug her. I think she's great.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your story. It's truly inspirational, and we are so enthusiastic about what you're bringing to life with Tandem. So what we've noticed as we started the podcast is that there's this really interesting intersection that makes somebody a great example of an impossible dreamer. And it is this ability to dream boldly and execute, which is really difficult to do. There are a lot of people that dream, and a lot of people that are great at executing. The combination of the two is rare. And you heard that with her today. You know, you heard her thinking boldly, dreaming about what's next, very enthusiastic about strategy, and she's still running their social. You know, she is doing 3 videos a day, and she is the influencer. And that ability to grind and dream, that's the combination. One of the things that she talked about that was a spark for me that I have experienced is that being an athlete, especially a student athlete, is a flame that can really build a fire in human beings, and it makes them really great talent. And you heard her talk about the competitiveness, and you know, I think that there's a drive in entrepreneurs that is very similar to that of student athletes, and you saw her really bringing that to life. Sometimes when people get in a setting like this and there's a conversation, it can cause folks to be nervous, or, you know, it just might be awkward. And she is just so poised and really articulate. And I shared with her when we wrapped that, you know, it's just impressive to hear somebody that is brilliant and an entrepreneur and so well-spoken and engaging. So she's going places. Selfishly, I love to engage with dreamers because it's just so inspiring. You know, I leave every one of these Despite Impossible conversations feeling this sense of energy that is really a fuel for me. I think for our organization, it's that same reason. You know, I think that it is not only an interpersonal inspiration, it's also, as you have dreamers and executors amongst you, you start to build those competencies. And truly, I think for any organization, but particularly for credit unions, we've got to build more of that innovative competency and spirit. And so that is something that we want to have raging across this organization. Okay, so my unpopular music choice, unfortunately, is the same one that I would say is my popular one, which is Dave Matthews. There are some really angry haters about Dave. I can't understand it. I don't get it. And I have had people literally yell at me about how bad Dave is. I disagree vehemently and very humbly say, I'm not sure they're right.
This concludes today's episode. For exclusive content, visit us at DespiteImpossible.com and subscribe to this podcast.